L'chaim!
There you go, folks. Welcome to a very special Bunny Ears minisode, the story of Passover.
Oh, we're doing the story of Passover, aren't we?
We did the story of Easter, didn't we? It deserves equal footing.
Sure. Easter, Passover.
We're going to do these little minisodes. When we want to talk to you, something topical.
Yeah.
A special day, perhaps.
In short form.
We want to teach you a story in short form. We're going to do one of these minisodes. And we're going to do one for Easter. We're also doing one for Passover.
Yeah.
What do you know of Passover? I didn't know anything about Easter, basically, except the basics. What
it was a big rock in a cave for you.
Yeah, yeah. Eat bunnies and shit.
Yeah.
What basics? And again, we should say that neither me nor Mac are experts on these subjects.
Yes.
We did not do any research beforehand. This is what we know off the
We're ambushing each other.
Top of our heads. Yes.
Yes.
What basics do you know about Passover, my friend?
It's
the Jewish tradition.
It's Jewish.
Okay, one.
Something about passing over. and something to do with like painting something, I think, in blood on houses or something like that. So you knew the house was Jewish and that it's very important.
Do you know why it was important?
They were killing people.
Okay. So Easter is all about rebirth and celebration and and life, right?
Yeah.
Passover is like fucking Munich. Like, it's where the Jews... it's the end of Inglourious Bastards, right?
All right.
Jews just go to town. So basically, from what I know, the Jews have been around since forever. We're God's chosen people, blah, blah, blah.
5,000 plus years.
The best. A rich tradition from Sandy Koufax to... right?
that's where it starts. from Sandy Koufax, to Matt Cohen.
To Matt Cohen and Seth Rogen, somewhere in there.
Some kind of Rogen in there.
So the Jews were having a rough time of it out in Egypt... where they were slaves to the Pharaoh.
Yes, and this is biblical.
This is pre-biblical.
This is the Torah.
This is the Old Testament.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's pre-biblical in the sense that the Bible is the Old Testament and the New Testament, right?
And also, by the way, there's no archaeological proof that the Jews were ever slaves in Egypt.
No, we probably weren't. We were good.
Yeah. But go on. Sorry.
Is there archaeological proof of Jesus? I mean...
No. No, there isn't.
Regardless. We were slaves in Egypt, and there was a guy named the Pharaoh, and I think he was like Ramses, maybe, but I could be way off. I don't know what Pharaoh he was, and the Jews were having a real rough time of it, guys, but they were the chosen people, and I think Moses is involved in this story. I'm pretty positive.
All right.
You got the heavy hitters, guys. You got, Moses and Abraham, and they're, the main two human guys in the Jew thing.
So, yeah.
There are Jesus, kind of. I guess Abraham is our main one.
Yeah, no, exactly. Because you guys got those two. You got David.
Yeah.
You got, you know.
But Moses was a dude who, I think he's the guy who went up on the mountain and got the Ten Commandments and saw the burning bush.
No, he totally is.
He is, okay. Yeah. You see. And I'm not sure if he was still in the mix when it came to Egypt times. Who's the one who was in the basket?
No, that's Moses. No, you're on point. You're on point.
So Moses was like, yo, let my people go. Oh, I know what I'm doing now.
Yeah.
Moses was like, yo, Pharaoh, this is some fuck shit. We're good. Let us go. We don't want to be slaves anymore. And he's like, suck my dick. I'm the Pharaoh. And he's like, all right, well, you don't know is I'm tight with this new God that we got, right?
Our monotheistic God.
Yes, whereas the Egyptians didn't have that God. So I think God sent down a bunch of plagues onto the Egyptians.
Yeah, seven plagues.
Right, like frogs and locusts and basically was like...
It rained blood,
All this bad shit, and the Egyptians were freaking out. And then the Jews were like, we really want to stick it to them. And God's like, here's what you do. Here's the reason we celebrate this holiday every year. We're fucking gross. God was like, yo, man, take some fucking ram's blood, paint like an X on your door... And in the night, I'm going to come kill every Egyptian firstborn child.
That doesn't have the lamb's blood.
The way I know they're Jewish is if they have a lamb's blood. So God came in and just murked every firstborn Egyptian child in the entire town.
Oh, so this has something to do with the Moses plagues. I didn't know that.
So the Passover is literally when the plague passed over our house
and killed
everyone else.
Yes.
And in that fracas, I think the Jews were like, let's get the fuck out of here. And they ran into the desert and Moses did the sea part thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And all
Shabazz.
That.
Yeah.
Now, the other thing that is integral to a Passover celebration. So there's no presents. Jewish holidays suck, except for Hanukkah.
Yeah.
They're all about sad, fucked up shit or depressing shit or mm-hmm. You're a horrible person, so don't eat. Or remember the time we were slaves and we killed all those people?
Yeah.
This is that one.
Gotcha.
So what you do is you have what's called a Seder.
I was just about to ask. I've been to a Seder before.
You have been to a Seder.
Yes.
Okay.
Lots of leaning and drinking.
So a Passover Seder, and I think I only went to one in my life. Again, I wasn't raised religious at all.
Were you the youngest?
I went to Hebrew school, but I got kicked out. I did not get to ask the question, if that's what you're asking.
That's where I'm going.
So a Passover Seder, and again, see, the Easter episode, people are going to be like, yeah, we know this shit. It's our Lord Jesus, and this is his story.
We're all
for
white.
Passover, people are going to be like, what happened? They do what with who?
With what blood?
There's a Passover Seder, which means it's like a dinner. You all sit at a table and you get like
lamb and bitters.
It's a plate, right? And mm-hmm. there's like six things on that plate, and they all represent something about the Jewish plight. And the only things I can remember on that plate are like
lamb and parsley.
There's definitely lemon. There's definitely honey, I think. I think there's salt. I think there's some kind of like sprig of some kind of a leaf.
It's parsley.
Is it parsley?
Yeah, it's a bitter.
And I don't think there's lamb on it, man.
There's a shank. Yeah.
Is there? Is it just the bone, though? I don't think
it's
eating.
Some. Yeah, no, exactly. I think, yeah. Like, yeah.
And you basically go around the table and you're like, oh, the parsley makes me sad because it's bitter and I'm sad because I'm Jewish. And then.
This is sour. This is bitter.
This is sour. This is sweet. This is happy about our thing. And then the youngest kid at the table goes like, you have to ask a question. And the question is, and I'm like laughing saying it because I'm embarrassed that I know, which is sad. Because, like, whatever. Let's not get into my religious beliefs. Yeah, yeah. It's sad that a Jewish kid named Matt Cohen knows Jewish stuff, I guess. You go, why is this night different from any other night? And then I think the Bane story is like, because on this night, we fucking killed a lot of Egyptian people.
That's why.
And thus cemented our place in Hollywood.
Well, the Seder I went to, because there's a whole thing where the youngest person has to do the readings and so forth.
See, and I also think, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I also think involving the Seder, and I could be wrong, but I also think Passover is the one where you leave an empty cup for the Messiah.
Yes.
You leave like a glass of wine out. It's like Santa Claus for Jews, like
yes,
because you guys
except there's an empty wine glass and not cookies and
milk.
Exactly,
because we don't drink. We're pot smoking people.
No, you guys drink. Are you kidding me?
Manischewitz.
No. It's the whole thing is that because you have to fill the glass to the person next to you. You don't fill your own glass. And then you lean over like to one side and you drink. And like, the whole idea is that there's a whole bunch of these rounds until you get like either
Passover tipsy.
Either you finish or you get like shit faced.
For people who don't know like Judeo-Christian stuff, from listeners in other countries, from listeners from non-English speaking countries.
Yeah, we're trying to teach you.
From people who grew up with different backgrounds, yeah. So, like, the main thing with Judaism, and the main split between Judaism and Christianity is, like, Jews were around first, right? And we're waiting for what's called the Messiah, which means, like,
the Moshiach.
Like, the Son of God. Not the Son of God, specifically. It just means, like, the chosen.
Messiah.
The chosen one. There's no word for it. He's, like, the guy who's going to come fix everything. Jews don't think that guy ever came. Christians think that guy was Jesus. So there's where the exact split happens.
That's why
Jews don't believe in Jesus at all.
Essentially, the Torah is the Old Testament.
It's the prequel to Jesus.
Yes, yeah. It's the Old Testament in the Bible. The New Testament is like everything with Jesus and so forth.
Exactly.
Actually, the Seder I went to. This
is same with, and correct me if I'm wrong, but similar, I think, Muslim.
Jesus is a.
It's the same root. Abrahamic religions. Those three.
Yes. Yes. Exactly.
They believe in the Old Testament. I think the Muslims.
I couldn't. You know what? I couldn't
I've
tell
read
you.
Read the Quran, here. But I think the Quran is like the
Jesus,
Bible.
Jesus is a character in the Quran.
Yeah, yeah. But he's not a character in any Jewish stuff.
No. Exactly.
Exactly. Yeah. We don't have revelations.
So at the Seder I went to, I actually asked about the whole Messiah Mashiach thing and the whole split, and. The way that this man explained to me was fantastic. He said, listen, Christians believe the Messiah has already come, and the Jews don't. The Jews, they feel like they have to be ready for the Messiah to be here. And here's the beautiful part, is that when you're ready for a Messiah, you don't need
Going. Yeah, we're good.
So, like, yeah, so they're, you know, the Messiah is you, the Messiah is us. Like, I think it's a really, really beautiful
sentiment.
Well,
not to harp on religion, right? But Passover's not a long episode, and we got another few minutes before this mini, right?
Yeah, sure.
So, there is a crossover between, like, kind of Jewish mysticism and Buddhism, almost.
Yes.
There is, like, so I know people are going, like, how could you be Jewish? You talk about Satan and shit all the time, right? I'm not, like, I consider myself a Jewish atheist. Which is, there's actually a tradition for that.
Yeah. Because Christian atheists.
No, that's an oxymoron, isn't it?
It is not, actually. I mean, you can believe in the tenets of Christianity.
But not believe in God?
But not believe in
God. See, I thought that was very specific. Okay.
Yeah, you don't believe in an afterlife, and you don't believe that, like, Jesus was the son of God, but you can believe in the tenets of Christianity.
So, because, like, so here's the deal, right? My family's Ukrainian, which was news to me, like, 10 years ago.
Congratulations.
I was Russian. Thank you.
Privet.
I got my Ukrainian badge, right? But I don't fucking know any Ukrainian. I don't have any family in Europe. I have no traditions. I have no language. I have no culture. My only ethnicity is Jewish, which people go like, oh, you can't, that's not it, it's a religion. Well, fuck you, because of all the shit that happened over the thousands of years to Jews, we all got split the fuck up. Mm-hmm. We would have been Israeli, I guess.
Well, it's a tricky one, because it is an ethnicity on top of, like, yeah, a religion.
So I am Jewish as an ethnicity, but as a religion, I am an atheist. So, like, I can, and it's, as long as my mother's vagina was Jewish, I'm Jewish.
Yes.
In the eyes of Judaism.
They're genius.
Which is the weirdest thing in any, it's the weirdest loophole in any religion.
I think it's fantastic, because you can always lie about who the father is. You can't lie about who, you know, sure, about who the mother is. And that's how they did the lineage. It's actually really, really
to check
clever.
That's funny.
Yeah, if the mother is Jewish, then you know absolutely with 100% that the kid is Jewish. But she could lie about who the father was.
That makes sense.
And so, like, yeah, actually, they're quite clever. Same thing with, like, living kosher. Like, clean your food.
Well, yeah,
jerks.
Well, that's just because people got, like, trichinosis and shit.
That's what,
right?
I'm saying. Clean your food, jerks.
And that's, like, all religion to an extent. Like, and I don't want to, look, I know people are very deeply religious, and I know this is a serious thing, and I don't want to go on the assumption that, like, all bunny ears listeners are atheists like me. Even that you are.
No,
I don't know your religious beliefs.
I have firm respect for other people with beliefs.
Totally. But, like, as I get older, the ability to see religion in its totality as, like, a history thing just becomes more and more like, oh, how do you guys not get how this happened?
I mean, I find it fascinating.
It's like guides to life.
Yes.
That people
exactly.
took, like, super seriously.
Exactly. You know, yeah. It's there are morality tales.
If Chicken Soup for the Teenage Soul was the only book that survived in a nuclear apocalypse, and then 10,000 years from now people found that book, they would base a religion on Chicken Soup for the Teenage Soul.
Yeah, I mean, Jesus would be spinning in his cave if he knew some of the things that were done in his name.
He got out of that cave.
Oh, yeah.
You think he's got a cave in heaven? You think he got so used to sleeping in a cave that he was like, build me a dream cave in heaven.
Dad, build me a dream cave.
I had a race
cave.
Car bed. Jesus wanted a cave.
Yes, exactly. I want a flat screen and a Nintendo 64.
Ah, but speaking of the one fun thing about Passover, and I brought this up on the
lamb's blood or the killing
on
Egyptians.
The Easter episode, right? If you guys have listened to the Easter minisode yet, and if you haven't, get over there after this one. But for Easter, you guys hide rabbits and rabbits' eggs.
That's not a thing.
Yeah, rabbit eggs. Yes, we do.
Chicken eggs. We hide Easter eggs.
Easter eggs, thank you. And you find them, and it's a fun thing. So there's a thing on Passover. Are you aware of this? Yeah. You hide matzah somewhere in your house, and whoever finds it gets money.
Okay.
That's the most Jewish version of the Easter
egg
transition.
You know, there's so many jokes I'm not going to make
right now. I
know,
buddy. Look, I had this conversation, and we'll wrap up soon, but I had this conversation with someone the other night about just Judaism in
general.
It's
the most Jewish thing ever.
I'll get even better for you. I was talking to a very Christian friend who didn't know much about Judaism, and they were like, something about, you know, Christmas being so great because, like, it kind of gives you this sense of morality throughout the year of, like, it's like that one thing to look forward to.
Yeah, you're supposed to be good all year, not you're nice, and then boom. Yeah.
Whereas, like, every little Jewish kid is given this conversation at, like, 4 years old. Your parents come up to you, and they're like, all right, here's the deal. Do whatever the fuck you want. There's no naughty list. There's no hell. You're gonna be rewarded every year for being Jewish, and we're gonna go hog on it. Like, we're gonna give you so many gifts that you won't feel bad for not having Christmas.
Wow, no wonder you ended up the way you are, man.
Or the Jewish people were an entitled. Hey, we're chosen, and that literally meant like, yeah, just like there's no such thing as sinning. There's no such thing as like repentance. If you're Jewish, you get to go to heaven and you get fun gifts.
Gosh, look at that. Like, you have a birthright.
Yeah, legit, yeah. And you get a free trip to Israel. Yeah,
you know what, man? You have a second country
See,
to go to.
See, that's a good wrap-up. I'm proud to be Jewish. There is no God, but I'm proud to be Jewish, my friend.
Yeah.
I was bar mitzvahed.
Oh, look at you.
My Torah portion started with this. V'yomer Adonai El Moshe, and I remember nothing else.
Was it themed? Was it Star Wars themed? What was it?
It was, so I didn't have a lot of friends, and my brother had like a giant like movie themed bar mitzvah, and there were like hundreds of people there. I had like maybe 30 people at a little restaurant in Great Neck, and I think we actually talked about this on a future pod to be released, but it was football and bat themed. Because I didn't really like anything yet. It was like 13, so I didn't smoke pot yet or anything.
Yeah.
So my bar mitzvah shirt is a football jersey that says 97, which was the year I got bar mitzvah. It says Cohen on the back, mm-hmm. and there's a bat on the shoulder.
Wow.
So sports.
And years later, buddy, when we were in Thailand together, I got a bat tattooed on that shoulder.
Look at you.
Completing the circle and thus making me a Jewish prince.
Yes, and gave you hepatitis, too.
There you go. And I got a little hepatitis. That's not true. Not the bat, not the sex kind, don't worry.
No.
Them DMs is open.
Just the tattoo kind.
Don't pass over them DMs, ladies. Welcome to Passover.
What?
And that's Judaism in a nutshell. I can't wait for Purim. I can't wait for the story yes, of Sukkot. Do you even know what Sukkot is?
Not yet.
It involves a tent and lemons.
Oh, gosh. You have me. My mouth is watering.
You can tell me what, like, a christening is?
Yes, yes. I'll tell you about my brother's birthday. How about that?
These aren't all going to be religious. Like, we're going to do a 420 minisode.
We'll do Memorial Day. We'll do a bank holiday.
They don't even have to be holiday based. I might want to. Hey, let's do a minisode on the life and times of Harry Dean Stanton.
Yes, this day in history.
Yeah. Like, uh-huh. On this day in history, Harry Dean Stanton was born.
Yes, he is. And
rest in peace, Harry Dean Stanton.
Yeah, R.I.P., brother.
And that's Bunny Ears.
All right, cool. So try not to suck too many dicks. And if you do, send pics.
Suck some Egyptian firstborn dick.
Lamb's blood.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.